Iran has funneled decades of state resources, not to their people, but into missiles and drones and proxies and buried facilities. But we are hunting them down methodically, ruthlessly, and overwhelmingly, like no other military in the world can do. And the results speak for themselves. To date, we've struck over 7,000 targets across Iran and its military infrastructure. That is not incremental. That is overwhelming force applied with precision. And again, today will be the largest strike package yet, just like yesterday was. As I've said from day one, our capabilities continue to build. Iran's continue to degrade. We're hunting and striking death and destruction from above. Iran's air defenses flattened. Iran's defense industrial base, the factories, the production lines that feed their missile and drone programs, being overwhelmingly destroyed. We've hit hundreds of their defense industrial bases directly. Their ability to manufacture new ballistic missiles has probably taken the hardest hit of all. Ballistic missile attacks against our forces, down 90% since the start of the conflict. Same with one-way attack UAVs, think kamikaze drones, down 90%. Now, the Iranians will still shoot, we know that, but they would shoot a lot more if they could, but they can't. The last job anyone in the world wants right now? Senior leader for the IRGC, or besiege. Temp jobs, all of them. And to borrow a page from Admiral Ernest King in World War II, we've decided to share the ocean with Iran. We've given them the bottom half. We've damaged or sunk over 120 of their Navy ships, with battle damage assessments pending for many more. See, oftentimes we have to wait a few days on battle damage assessment to get the real number. Their surface fleet is no longer a factor. Their submarines, they once had 11, are gone. Their military ports are crippled. Iran has terrorized the United States and our interests for 47 years. Their core industries, not steel or agriculture, tourism. Their core industries are state-sponsored terrorism, proxy militias, underground networks, ballistic missiles, and a violent, messianic Islamist ideology chasing some sort of apocalyptic endgame. A regime like that, refusing to abandon its nuclear ambitions, is not just a regional problem. It's a direct threat to America, to freedom, and to civilization. The world, the Middle East, our ungrateful allies in Europe, even segments of our own press, should be saying one thing to President Trump. Thank you. Thank you for the courage to stop this terror state from holding the world hostage with missiles while building or attempting to build a nuclear bomb. Thank you for doing the work of the free world. Yesterday's ceremony reminded us why we fight. Not for nation building or democracy promotion, but to crush direct threats to America, Americans, and our interests. We fight to win, and we are winning on our terms, following our objectives. My 13-year-old son popped into my office last night while I was editing these remarks. He asked about the war and the families I met at Dover. And I looked at him and I said, "They died for you, son, so that your generation doesn't have to deal with a nuclear Iran." It's the truth, and they did. So to the families who said, "Finish this," we will. And I say the same to every American who wants peace through strength. May Almighty God continue to bless our troops in this fight. And again, to the American people, please pray for them. Every day, on bended knee, with your family, in your schools, in your churches, in the name of Jesus Christ. To the troops, keep going, and Godspeed. Over to you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning, and thank you all for being here. I also had the honor yesterday, as the Secretary said, of traveling up to Dover with the President to welcome home our six fallen. It was an honor and a privilege for me to be there and to say thank you to their families. And I want to mention their names this morning. From the 6th Aerial Refueling Wing out of MacDill Air Force Base, Florida, but stationed as part of an active associate.
All right, there you go. That was the update from the Defense Secretary, and just saying there's a bunch of misinformation out there how the administration is scrambling and that this war is quickly getting out of control and things like that. And he said it's all misinformation. We're still meeting all of our target goals, which is to weaken their nuclear capabilities, weaken their missile capabilities, and we've done that, as well as getting rid of pretty much all of their submarine capabilities and things like that. So and then just encouraged everybody to, you know, stay true that we're 19 days into the conflict, and then finish with the message of trying to support our troops. So it's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 still look good. If you're on Highway 29 south of 9 Mile Road, expect about a 7-minute delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Congratulations to Pensacola's Washington Lady Wildcats for winning the state title. Booker T. Washington Lady Wildcats won the state title. One of the team's standout players just followed her mother's footsteps. Literally, her mom won a state championship at the same school back in 2000. And now her daughter has done the same thing, continuing the legacy a generation later. So the journey included years of training together, long hours in the gym together, and the shared goal of reaching that same moment. So now the trophy's back in the family. So the Wildcats are already setting their sights on doing it again next year. So congratulations to them. That's a fantastic local story that we had right here. And, of course, it comes on the day that the big March Madness tournament is really beginning. I mean, we had the initial kind of play-in games yesterday, but today is the day that the big games actually play. And so with that, got a little song here that goes through all the mascots, all 64 mascots. Let's go ahead and play that right here on News Radio 92.3.
Horned Frogs, Tubal Docks, Jayhawks, and Hawkeyes, Blue Devils, Billikens, Bruins, Badgers, and Buckeyes, Red Hawks, Red Raiders, Red Storm, Crimson Tide, Fighting Illini, Rainbow Warriors, and the Pride, Royals, Raiders, Rams, Razorbacks, Huskies, Huskers, Three Wildcats, Cowboys, Longhorns, Bulls, Broncos, at two bison, there's still 32 to go. Tar Heels, Trojans, Spartans, Knights, Boilermakers, Cyclones, Hurricanes, Owls, Sharks, and Gators, Commodores, Cardinals, and the Cavaliers, Wolverines, Vandals, and the Volunteers, Paladins, Gales, Quakers, Saints, Lancers, Cougars twice, Tigers thrice, Three Panthers, from two Aggies to the Zips, that's it, write them down, fill out your brackets, it's March Madness.
There you go.
That's hilarious.
So, it didn't take as long as you thought it would, because there were, you know, a lot of the teams have the same mascots, so they're just like, you know, three Cougars, two Panthers, but, you know, stuff like that. So, but hey, there you go. All 64 mascots for the March Madness. It hit it real quick right there. So then we've got, let's see here. I got some interesting things here. If you're into the March Madness tournament, some interesting statistics. Legendary Cinderella runs. So started with back in 1983, NC State was a 6th seed and got all the way to the national championship with a buzzer beater dunk in the final against Hakeem Olajuwon's Houston Cougars. That was probably one of the biggest ones. 1985, the 8th seed, one of the greatest upsets in college basketball history. The Wildcats took down the heavily favored Georgetown Hoyas in the national championship game, playing a near-perfect game. And 2006, the 11th seed, George Mason. Patriots shocked the nation by reaching the Final Four. They beat powerhouses like Michigan State and North Carolina. In 2008, Davidson, led by young Steph Curry, made an Elite Eight run. They were a 10th seed. The next year, no, not next year, 2011, VCU, who was an 11th seed, coming from the first four to the final four, they defied all odds. They joined 2011's Butler as one of the most unlikely semifinal matchups ever. 2013, Florida Gulf Coast, 15th seed, FGCU. They became the first 15th seed to reach the Sweet 16. 2018, Loyola College, led by his sister Jean's blessing, the Ramblers reached the Final Four, winning on last-second shots often. They were an 11th seed. And then 2022, St. Peter's was a 15th seed. They became the lowest-seeded team in history to reach the Elite Eight. Some emotional, iconic moments. 1990, Loyola Marymount. They were 11th seed following the tragic on-court death of their star player, Hank Gathers, before the tournament. The team dedicated their run to him, and they reached the Elite Eight, setting a scoring record. 1998, Valparaiso. They were 13th seed. They're known as the Shot. Bryce Drew hit a stunning buzzer-beater three-pointer in the first round to defeat Ole Miss. And then 2023, Farley Dickinson. They were 16th seed. They became the only 16th seed in the history to beat a number one seed. They beat Purdue that year in 2023. So some recent trends. 2025 Chalk, the 2025 tournament, was noted for its lack of any massive upsets, with the highest-seeded Chalk teams dominating the final rounds. 2026 Outlook, as of March 2026, storylines focus more on individual standouts like Melvin Council Jr. and Oscar Clough, Yaxel Landenborg, rather than underdog teams. It's more about the individual players that many of them are probably going to be playing in the NBA next year. So, the first four impact. The expansion of the bracket has allowed teams like the 2011 VCU and 2021 UCLA teams to make deep runs after starting in the first four, whereas they may not have been able to play before that. So there's a little fact and tidbits for you for pertaining to March Madness. Got this story here for you. The top cities for college basketball fans. So with March Madness starting today, an annual study came out that ranks the best and worst cities to live in if you're a college basketball fan. They looked at the 297 cities with at least one Division I team. Then they ranked them based on things like winning percentage, but also ticket prices for like attending the games and how passionate fans are on social media. First place this year, L.A. They have four Division I NCAA teams, UCLA Bruins, CSU, Northridge Matadors, Loyola Marymount Lions, and USC Trojans. The best cities for college basketball fans would be L.A., Lexington, Kentucky, Philadelphia, New York City, and Boston. The best mid-sized cities, Durham, North Carolina, Syracuse, New York, Ann Arbor, Michigan, Akron, Ohio, and Norman, Oklahoma. The best small cities, Lawrence, Kansas, East Lansing, Michigan, Storrs, Connecticut, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and Loretto, Pennsylvania. The lowest ranked city was West Haven, Connecticut. They have the University of New Haven. Interesting. The closest cities to us on this list would either be Clemson or possibly, probably be Clemson would be the closest city to us that makes the list. And they came in 27th overall. All right, it's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in on the show, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. It's 50 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high of about 65 today. And when we come back here, we'll get an update from the newsroom with Steve Taylor. Also, I got an update on something unique that Costco is providing. That's next right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Did you know that the displaying of the Ten Commandments in our public schools was outlawed in large part because of a 1980 Supreme Court decision known as Stone versus Graham? And because of this extraction, most Americans are not familiar with the specific content of the Ten Commandments. I encourage you to read Exodus chapter 20. These commandments serve as a divine blueprint for a civilized society. Exodus chapter 20, verse number 1, God makes it very clear that these commandments came from Him and not from Moses or from any man. And the only man who ever ever walked the earth who kept the commandments flawlessly was Jesus of Nazareth, the God-man himself. As we endeavor to be submissive to these commandments, we must rely completely on Christ's power to overcome sin and temptation. I urge you, walk with Jesus today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
So a couple of years ago, our parent company, ADX Communications, they own Cat Country 98.7 and News Radio Pensacola and Sports Radio and also The Playlist. Well, we decided to go with a brand new company to handle our benefits. You know, health insurance, dental, vision, life, and disability. And we went with Torgerson Consulting. And at the time, I didn't think much of it, except that after we started with them, we had better plans to choose from for all of those things. We had choices to make with those things, which we had never had before. And whenever we'd ask questions, we had much better customer service. They were always available. If they weren't right away, had the answer, they'd get back to us. My wife, who is an industrial engineer, asks very detailed questions. And, you know, the folks at Torgerson Consulting, they always get back to us with good quality answers or have them on hand. And so we experienced something that it can just be better. And that's the point. We've been using them for 5 years, and I love them. They're fantastic. So whether you need help with HR or payroll or employee benefits, or you just want somebody to come in and take a look at what you're doing and see, could it be done better? Could it be done cheaper? Maybe both. I don't know. But that's what Torgerson Consulting has been doing for local businesses for more than 20 years. 433-9996 or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
It's tax season, and at LifeLock, we know you're tired of numbers. But here's a big one you need to hear. Billions. That's the amount of money and refunds the IRS has flagged for possible identity fraud. Now here's another big number. 100 million. That's how many data points LifeLock monitors every second. If your identity is stolen, we'll fix it guaranteed. One last big number. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com for the threats you can't control. Terms apply.
That's right. Let's take a quick look at your traffic on the fives, brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. If you're on I-10 eastbound, right past 87, we've got an accident that happened earlier right around mile marker number 42. It's down to one lane, and I'm seeing some major backups associated with that. Other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, join your friends at another gallery night in downtown Pensacola. This month's theme is Art in Motion. See gallerynightpensacola.org. Springtime brings fresh and new things to discover at the downtown Palafox Market. It's all up and down Palafox beginning at 9 a.m. Enjoy fresh and locally grown produce, craft-made breads, and other food items. See visitpensacola.com. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Something important happens.
You don't have time to wait.
Breaking news lives here.
Here.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground.
Filling in for Andrew today. If you'd like to weigh in on the show, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Costco, known for selling everything in bulk, from toilet paper to rotisserie chickens, and now you can get fertility treatments. Say what? Yeah, they've launched a new healthcare partnership. Through deals with telehealth provider Sesame and fertility clinic network called IVIRMA North America, Costco members can now get coordinated fertility services and up to 80% discounts on some fertility medications. Since fertility treatments like IVF can cost tens of thousands of dollars, the company says the program could save patients thousands per cycle, making family planning a lot more affordable. That does kind of make sense, though. When I covered this a couple hours ago, I was like, this is weird. Why is Costco getting involved with, like, fertility things? Then all of a sudden it hit me on that last part there. Family planning. After all, isn't Costco really meant for families? I mean, I know as my kids have gotten older and moved out of the house, I don't have the need for the warehouse membership stuff like I used to, whether it be Sam's Club, BJ's, Costco, whatever it might be. I don't have the need for it like I used to. It used to be just a set, like, got to renew the Sam's membership, you know. It's that time of year. Now it's like, got one kid left in the house. It's like, do I really need to go buy stuff in bulk anymore? It's mainly just me and my daughter every other week. So, yeah, it's just, so now they're like, you know what? We're trying to make family planning easier so that people can have more kids so that they can keep on renewing their membership here. It's all about making money. All right, let's go to Steve Taylor over in the newsroom. Steve?
Well, gas prices are climbing. The national average for a gallon of regular jumped overnight to $3.88. That's the national average, according to AAA. It's up 4 cents from yesterday. California, though, they're pretty high. They're paying $5.61 a gallon on average. Here in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties, we're averaging about $3.65 a gallon in the area. And, of course, you can see that when you fill up every day. Oh, boy. And that's what's happening.
$4.90 in Phoenix.
How hot right now? $90?
$4.90 for gas in Phoenix.
Oh, $4.90. Oh, my goodness. That's horrible. All right. Pensco Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. Filling in for Andrew right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News. I'm Gianna Gelosi. President Trump is calling for an end to strikes on oil sites after Israel and Iran traded attacks and sent oil prices soaring. Trump posting on Truth Social.
No more attacks will be made by Israel pertaining to this extremely important and valuable South Pars field unless Iran unwisely decides to attack a very innocent, in this case, Qatar.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson, a University of Alabama student, vanished while on a spring break trip to Spain.
Police are suspecting foul play in James Gracie's disappearance Tuesday in Spain. The 20-year-old's father is now in the country working with the authorities. A family spokesperson also confirming that police do have James's cell phone, which the family says was found when police happened to arrest the guy who actually stole it.
Fox's Chanley Painter, America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 7:31 right now, 45 degrees and partly sunny. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3. We'll learn more about that rescue of a man from Bayo Chico by two Navy sailors stationed at Naval Air Station Pensacola. They dove into action when a man suffering a medical emergency crashed his car into the water last Sunday about 9 p.m. Two 23-year-old Navy sailors, Jesse Arguello and Skylove Rios, sat at a red light on North Navy Boulevard heading to dinner when the Mercedes, driven by the man, plunged into Bayo Chico. After that driver suffered a medical emergency, without a second thought, Jesse's instinct hit.
And my first instinct wasn't somebody needs to do something. My first instinct was there's somebody in there. He needs help.
They pulled into the Murphy Express lot, parked, and sprang into action. Jesse hurled his wallet to a bystander, leaped off the bridge, and swam to the sinking car.
So I get my wallet, throw it to the random person, and I jumped off the bridge to the car, swim over, and I swim down to the sunroof, and I just start punching it as hard as I can. Pretty hard to punch underwater. So then I grab the sides of the car and I start kicking it. My foot goes through the sunroof. I grab the hole that was in the sunroof and I start ripping it apart, just ripping glass out. And after I did that, I felt the guy underneath.
He unbuckled the trapped 37-year-old man and pulled him to safety. Swimming hard, he got the driver to the shore while Skylove called 911 and gave first aid.
Most people run to panic. Mine was, all right, I'm gonna remain calm, which is something that I did learn in the military. In chaotic situations, and just do what you got to do and be smart. Don't let your panic cloud your judgment.
Their quick bravery made the difference, proving that heroes can appear in the most ordinary moments. Farmers here in Northwest Florida are feeling the pinch from skyrocketing costs for fertilizer and diesel fuel, blaming the war in Iran. Third-generation farmer Mickey Diamond, who grows cotton and peanuts on his 2,300-acre farm in Jay, says prices have jumped $200 a ton for fertilizer and nearly $2 per gallon for diesel. Diamond relies on the thousands of gallons of fuel annually to run his tractors, all
seas and transport crops to the market, costs that hit hard at the worst possible time. A key recycling site in Pensacola is closing. Chris Bryan says contamination levels are out of control.
Monday, May 4th, City of Pensacola is going to close the recycling drop-off location at Summit Boulevard. That site's been plagued with illegal dumping of non-recyclable items. The Summit site averages 85 to 90% contamination, meaning everything that is dropped off there is going straight to the landfill. Now, as an option, the city will now open a staffed recycling drop-off location that will be located on Leonard Street. Chris Bryant, News Radio 92.3.
Well, our sister radio station, Cat Country, just picked up another major award. Yesterday at the Country Radio Seminar in Nashville, Cat Country 98.7 was named the top small market country radio station in the nation. So, congratulations, Cat Country, from all of us here at News Radio 92.3. Let's check the forecast from Channel 3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We will have mostly sunny skies today with temperatures around 68 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 53. For Friday, sunny skies, high near 76. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 58. Going into Saturday, beautiful sunny day with a high near 78 degrees. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 60 degrees. And by Sunday, sunny skies, high near 77. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Right now, let's check in with John Pickens with traffic on the fives.
That's right. Let's see here. No accidents to report to you, but if you're on Highway 29, just south of 9 Mile Road, we're seeing about a 10-minute delay right there in that area. But other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks, John. Right now, temperature's not warming up much because of what looks like some high clouds overhead. 45 degrees in Pensacola, 46 in Gulf Breeze, and 39 in Milton at 735. The next news is 8, breaking news anytime. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
So 20 years ago, a guy named Brian Ward had an idea. I know how to do roofs, and I can help people by giving them good quality roofs at an affordable price, and I can stand by my product, and I can be invested in the community, and I can make people feel like we're not taking advantage of them, you know, the kind of icky feeling when you have a lot of times when you deal with contractors, and I can answer their questions, return their phone calls, be invested in the community, and I can just be there for them. Well, 20 years later, 10,000 roofs, a 4.9 rating on Google, and they offer a lifetime workmanship warranty on all of their roofs. Mission accomplished. There's all kinds of little ways in which Quality Roofing Solutions works better and works more effectively, but just call them. Check them out. Ask the questions for yourselves and see if you don't agree. Ask to see the warehouse. Ask to talk about the vans that deliver products from the warehouse to the job site so the guys at the job site don't have to transition all the way back to the warehouse every day. You can just scan products in and out with a barcode and control costs and ask them what they do that makes them different. You'll see. QualityRoofingSolutions.com, 777-0961.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the summer semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now, there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. Build your team.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. And you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match.
someone yelling at you.
You just want someone to say what you're already thinking.
That's MVR. Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. They take the biggest stories of the day, cut through the nonsense, and say the quiet part out loud.
The American people have had enough.
Well, except for white women 55 plus.
There are a lot of white women that lean left.
Usually with a little sarcasm.
Thankfully, we know all the sane ones.
MVR. Weekdays 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Bobby Ross. He's filling in for Andrew. It's 50 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high of about 65 today. If you'd like to weigh in on the show, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So some of the most popular dog breeds in America, based on registrations, once again, French Bulldogs have hit the number one dog in the United States for four straight years. They overtook Labradors back in 2022. Labrador Retrievers held the top spot for 31 years before the French Bulldog took over. Top five breeds would be French Bulldog, Labrador Retriever, Golden Retriever, German Shepherd, and Dachshund. Dachshund returned to the top five for the first time in over two decades. So interesting. Now, French Bulldogs, even though they're number one, their registrations dropped sharply last year, possibly due to health concerns over the French Bulldogs. And then smaller apartment-friendly dogs continue to dominate popularity, especially in cities. So kind of interesting right there. Today in history, back in the day, first of all, some births. Bruce Willis was born today in history. He's 71 years old today. Glenn Close, 79 years old. And Wyatt Earp was born today back in 1848. He passed away in 1929 at 81 years old. Today in history, 1931, Nevada legalized gambling as a way to try to help through the Great Depression. Okay. I don't know if it necessarily worked, but it's been sticking around ever since. In 1966, you know, today's the big day, the big tournament starts, March Madness. Well, back in 1966 was when Texas Western became the first NCAA basketball team to start five black players and win the national championship. They upset the all-white favorites from the University of Kentucky, which included a young Pat Riley, who, of course, went on to become a Hall of Fame NBA coach. 51 years ago today, 1975, Kiss released their third album, Dressed to Kill, which, of course, had Rock and Roll All Night on that album. I had an opportunity to, I got free tickets to go to a Kiss concert. And I'm not a big Kiss fan. I mean, I appreciate some of their songs and everything, but I would not normally go to the concert because I'm like, I love their music. I can't wait to go see them. But I had heard that they put on a great show. And so when I had free tickets, I'm like, well, I'm definitely going to go then. And I'm glad I did. It was a tremendous show. It was lots of pageantry. They put on a show. They didn't just sit there on the stage and play music. They put on a show. It was pretty amazing. I remember when they played Rock and Roll All Night, they did like a 10-minute released version of it. It just went on forever. But it was a good concert. Today in history, 31 years ago today, I can't believe it's been 31 years, Michael Jordan made his NBA comeback, rejoining the Chicago Bulls after playing baseball for a year. And then when he came back is when he wore the number 45, which was his junior high school number. The reason why he wore the number 45 instead of 23 is because the Bulls had already officially retired his old number 23. And 23 years ago, 2003, the Iraq War began. Major combat operations ended in May, but it took until October before Saddam Hussein, October 20, 2005, before Saddam Hussein was captured and tried for crimes against his people. Of course, he was executed December 2006. And then 5 years ago, it happened fast, in 2021, The Falcon and Winter Soldier premiered, introducing us to Wyatt Russell's John Walker, and established Anthony Mackey, Sam Wilson as your new Captain America. So that all happened today in history. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. Mobile, selected as part of a $15 billion Navy contract. They're not getting the full $15 billion, but they're getting about 2% of a $15 billion project, which is still quite a bit of money. This is the contract to build the next generation submarines. And so Mobile is, they're not building the actual main submarine. They're building key components. It's going to be for the Navy's new Columbia-class submarines. They're designed to replace the aging fleet, serve as the core part of the nation's nuclear deterrent. And they are going to be, I guess the main ones are being built in Connecticut, like the main actual submarines are built in Connecticut. So Mobile's role will include building submarine modules, large sections of the vessels, and then they'll ship those up there, and then they'll piece them together. This is from Austal USA, expanding its facilities in order to support the work as well. So pretty cool story right there. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. No accidents to report to you. But if you're on I-10 eastbound, right past the Highway 29 exit, you're going to see about a 7-minute delay in that area. But everything else is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
I got a text here. I, too, saw Kiss for free. It was the first ever concert at the Bay Center, Pensacola Civic Center. That's pretty cool. Plenty of pyrotechnics. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, lots and lots of pyrotechnics. The one I saw, they were on cables, and they would like fly around in the air while they were playing guitar. It was great. It was awesome. It was a good show. Back to some other news here. So we talked about Cuba earlier this week, how Trump said that he feels like it's a good time to talk to Cuba. They're dealing with a lot of blackouts. The United States' sanctions on energy to there is definitely one of the things affecting them. And so it feels like it's a good time that while the country's a little bit unstable due to all the blackouts, good time to maybe have negotiations. And then he kind of, I don't know if it was tongue-in-cheek, I don't know if he was actually serious, but then he kind of said something along the lines of like, or maybe this is a good time to just take over Cuba. It's like, oh boy. Well, as the United States is really not trying to help the infrastructure, basically the widespread blackouts and fuel supply issues are impacting daily life, making it a little bit unstable. Russia looking to come in and help stabilize things. Two Russian tankers loaded with oil are on their way to Cuba. Yep. So the shipments are expected to help Cuba deal with the widespread blackouts and fuel shortages that have left the country without reliable electricity. And so the United States is restricting fuel going into Cuba, Russia coming in and trying to help them out. So a familiar geopolitical standoff, Russia stepping in this way, just kind of has a little bit of a Cold War feel to it overall, you know, like we've been here before type of a thing. You're listening to News Radio 923, informative, local, dependable. Let me hit some random facts here for you. In medieval England, if an accused person didn't have at least 12 people to vouch for his innocence, he was presumed guilty. So you had to have at least 12 people to vouch for your innocence, otherwise guilty is charged. One out of every 14 Americans under 70 either owns or used to own a copy of Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. One in every 14 Americans under 70 used to have Dark Side of the Moon. I did not. I borrowed a record from a friend of mine and had it for a couple of weeks to listen to it. That's the closest I got to having a copy of Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. What about yourself, John?
Well, Dark Side of the Moon? Yeah, I have to admit I actually bought it.
You bought it?
Yes,
did
I did.
Did you buy it as a teenager? Were you older?
I actually bought it as a teenager, yeah.
As a teen?
Okay. Yeah. And then in college, you know, Napster came along, okay, and then you didn't have to buy anything anymore, but...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. But I do think teen years, when people start getting introduced to those kinds of things. I was telling a friend of mine actually just the other day, I really didn't have full exposure to the Beatles until I was almost 18 years old. Like, I knew a song here or there, right, but I didn't really listen to a full album or anything like that. And then I had a friend who was in college, came back to visit, and we were listening to a CD, and we were listening to Abbey Road, and I was just like, a lot of these, I've never heard these songs before. You know, I was like, these are good songs. Like, it's the Beatles. I'm like, well, I know some of the songs, but I don't know all these other ones. And so, yeah, it's interesting when you get exposed to new music. My daughter right now is like really, she just turned 16. She's really big into 80s music right now. And it's funny to watch because she's like, this song's so good, Dad. I'm like,
really?
I grew up with that.
I know.
Like, yeah, I know. Exactly.
I was there.
Some other random facts here for it. Chris Farley was originally the voice of Shrek. He actually recorded 90% of the dialogue before he passed away. Producers decided against using an impersonator to finish it up. Instead, they just recast it with Mike Myers in the role. There's actually a video, though, of Chris doing the voice of Shrek out there. You can check it out. Then let's see here. The person who is credited with introducing mac and cheese to the United States was actually Thomas Jefferson. He brought the recipe back to the United States after a trip to Europe. However, the real credit should go to Jefferson's enslaved chef, James Hemings. James was the real mastermind behind this new American version of mac and cheese. And finally, birds don't pee. They don't even have urethras. Everything goes out with their poop, which, of course, lands on you and me. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. Filling in for Andrew. He'll be back on Monday. Coming up here next, we got to talk about red snapper season, a suggestion from our state, from one of our senators as it pertains to red snapper season and the state of Florida. That is all coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Spring is here. Oh, yeah. And it's time to warm things up with the new slow smoke menu at Sonny's Barbecue. Whether it's our brisket grilled cheese, the hot link loaded mac, or the amazing new peach cobbler egg rolls, you're sure to love them. Maybe you're throwing a party and need some barbecue catered. We can help with that. Whether you're picking up, need it delivered, or a team to come out and serve. With four locations in the News Radio area, visit sunnysbbq.com to learn more or order today. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
If you're like me, you put off big decisions and big purchases because a lot of times they're kind of annoying to have to make. And when it comes to buying that next vehicle, you have the problems of it's going to probably cost you money, and you don't love that. It's not too awful what you're dealing with right now. And when it comes to used car places, you're like, oh, man, these people. I understand. I have been to a lot of different used car places, and I'll tell you that generally the feeling is icky. You know, you don't enjoy it, and you feel like, I don't like this process, the haggling back and forth, the feeling when you get done, like, I don't know if I got taken advantage of or not. Okay, well, that's why I like Frontier. We had such a great experience there when we bought our Honda Odyssey that I wanted to do ads for them. Literally, I came back and told my sales manager, they're great. I want to promote them because they do it right. They make you feel good. They do it on your terms, at your pace with, you know, if you want attention, great. If you want to be left alone, great. If you want to talk about a price, great. Here's the sheet, all the numbers. And bottom line, out-the-door pricing is all you ever talk about with good quality used cars. And they just take care of you, and they make you want to come back again. That's what's different. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
I'm Terry Village Shishati, former commanding officer of Naval Air Station Pensacola, and I wanted to personally invite you all to join us on May 8th for the second annual Pensacola Navy Days Golf Tournament presented by Astro Lincoln. It's going to be held on board Naval Air Station Pensacola at the historic A.C. Reed Golf Course. There's going to be some great giveaways, contests throughout the course, and we're going to finish up the day with an awesome award ceremony. So to find out more, go on PensacolaNavyDays.org and click on the events page. Come on out and support Pensacola Navy Days and our incredible military community.
I've changed him, fed him, walked him around, and he's still crying. Now I'm panicking. What should I do?
It's okay. We're glad you called. We learned during the Period of Purple crying program that babies tend to cry a lot in the first few months of life.
If nothing is working and you need a break, put the baby in a safe place and take a few minutes to walk away and calm down.
During the period of purple crying, it is crucial to stay calm and never shake a baby. To learn more, visit PreventChildAbuseFL.org.
This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the State of Florida, Department of Health, and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, weekdays 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. I'm Bobby Ross, filling in for Andrew McKay right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. We're talking about how 1 in 14 adults under the age of 70 have owned Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. And I said, I never did. I borrowed a record. It was a vinyl record from a friend of mine. I listened to it for a couple of weeks and then gave it back. John did. John got one. A listener texted in. I never listened to the full album until I was about 12, 1972, one of my mother's 1950s albums. If you'd like to weigh in on the show, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with John Pickens right here.
Brought to you by Culver's. Lent is here. Enjoy shrimp or fish dinners or sandwiches. Cordova Mall, Mobile Highway, Milton, and coming soon to Pine Forest. That's Culver's. Welcome to Delicious. No new accidents to report to you or none on the big board I can see, nor delays. I-10, I-110 are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
If you've blinked and missed red snapper season, you're not alone. There's been some years where red snapper seasons lasted only 2 days. Well, there's a push to change that. Florida Senator Ashley Moody is calling for longer red snapper seasons, and she wants states like Florida to take control of determining the snapper season length instead of the federal government. So right now, the red snapper season can be extremely short. Like I said, even just a couple of days sometimes. That obviously frustrates anglers and businesses all along the coast. The proposal would let states manage their own seasons. So according to her, states like Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina have better access to data and would be able to collect more accurate real-time data than federal systems. And based on them being able to collect more accurate real-time data, they could determine better how long the proposed red snapper season should be. They believe, based on their initial things they've looked at, that they could have red snapper season from 39 to 62 days a year instead of just a few days. Obviously, this would help with charter businesses, bait and tackle shops, coastal tourism, and things like that. Recreational fishing generates billions in economic impact and supports thousands of jobs in just Florida alone, but also in Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina as well. So critics of the current system say federal rules are just too restrictive and they're just outdated. Advocates say that red snapper populations are strong and possibly underutilized despite those strict limits. So kind of an interesting story right there. And our Florida Senator Ashley Moody kind of like at the forefront of all that, that move. Got a text here. I never got Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon. I honestly don't remember hearing any of its songs. Oh. It's Pensacola right now with it's just one of those things. Like, I'll even see people who will wear the Dark Side of the Moon T-shirt, and I go up to them. You like the album? They go, I never listened to it. I just like the artwork. I've seen that a lot, actually. People just it's like an iconic classic thing that everybody knows of, but not everybody's even heard of. Florida Immigration Council. This was something that was started a couple of years ago by the Florida legislature to look at Florida immigration, both legal and illegal. And a new conversation is starting to take shape, and that is they are suggesting that there could be alternative pathways for undocumented immigrants who don't have criminal records. So they want to focus more on integration and workforce needs instead of just deport. The idea is to create options that would allow certain individuals to work legally or remain in the country under structured programs. So, look, the thing that's come up about this in the past is that we don't really have a good system for two things. We don't have an effective, efficient, and affordable solution for the poorest of the poor to immigrate here. That's why a lot of them just try to come here illegally. Then, number two, even with our work visa program, we don't have a very efficient way of tracking people who are here on work visas. One of the biggest areas we've had, at least in the past, for having illegal immigration growing was just people who came here legally on a work visa and then just didn't go back when their visa expired. They just disappeared into the population. And so those are two areas that I've often said that I feel like if we could fix those, if we could have an efficient, affordable solution for the poorest of the poor to come here to America to immigrate here, then that will stop a lot of illegal immigration. And then we don't have to worry about integrating those illegals that are already here. We just go, look, we have an affordable way for you to come here legally. Let's go through that process. But then once they're here legally working, we've got to have a better way to follow up and keep track of individuals who are here on work visas. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. I've listened to Dark Side of the Moon backwards and sideways, paired it with the Wizard of Oz. Surprise.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.